A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Tuwe in Maryland.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which currently globally we have 52 million cases and 1.2 million deaths. And here in the United States, we have 10 million cases and 242,000 deaths.
In Zimbabwe, there are over 8,000 people who have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 8,060 have actually recovered and 255 have died. Worldwide, we see that there are almost 52.8 million people that have contracted the COVID-19 pandemic. So now, at the end of the day, it seems as if this COVID-19 is really causing havoc, Marvelous, worldwide. So, Zulwanda, abake siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abayi 8,696 kwele Zimbabwe asebegule umkhuhlane wa COVID-19. Phakathi kwabantu kwenani leli kulabantu 8,060 asebaphepha umkhuhlane lo, kuthi ke 255 sebasila. Lokhu ke kwethula lohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Kuthi ke isibhedlela seJohns Hopkins University sithi sekulabantu abedlula 52.8 million asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kuthi abayi 1.3 million sebabhubha. Lapha ke kweMelika kulabantu abedlula 10.5 million asebabanjwa i-COVID-19. 252,000
sebapupa. So, okay, I'm Nemuswe Chishano, November 13, 2020, Panopa Live Talk. Uko tikutevenyura tiri kumbapa msoro pede ndare COVID-19. Uyeshe tikuza ikuti program yedu aisi live pre-recorded. Saka pamunozo ona manguma number tikutaura pano anogona kunge achinja. Titarisa isu denda re-COVID-19 parijino munyika. Pane vanhu 255 vafa kubva kudenda iri re-COVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinoti pane vanhu 8,696 vabatwa ne-COVID-19. Vachizowanikwa vamwe vachibatwa vachinaya vanosvika 8,060 parijino. Titarisa zvakare John Hopkins University Hospital yemuno muAmerica. Inoti pane vanhu 52 million vabatwa nedenda iri pasi rose tichisanganisira Zimbabwe, koita vanhu 1.2 million vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 10.5 million zvichidaudzira vabatwa neCOVID-19, 242,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Nyaya iyoyi yedenda reCOVID-19 inyaya yakanetsa zvikuru panyaya yesarudzo dzemuno muAmerica. Tinoona kuti bato remadhemocrats rinotungamirwa navaJoe Biden parizvino vanova ivo vane maelectoral college votes akawanda kukunda vaDonald Trump, vanotaura ivo kuti vane urongwa hwavainawo vakati wanikwa vachiwana vachigadza task force yavari kuti COVID-19 task force ichange ichizotarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19. Mushure mekunge vagadzwa muna 2021 muna January. Asi sekuziva kwamuri kuita pane bopoto riripo nekuti vaDonald Trump vanova mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica parizvino vakakwidza nyaya kumatare vachiti havasi kufara nemafambisirwo akaitwa kuburitswa kwemaresults emaelection uyezve naiyo election yacho sarudzo pachezvayo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura ipo pano kuti zvakamira sei tichiona kuti vatsigiri vava Donald Trump vanozikanwa nekuti MAGA kana kuti Make America Great Again vari kutarisirwa kunge vari muno muWashington mangwana vachiwanikwa ivo vachiratidzira rutsigiro rwavo kuna vaDonald Trump vemaRepublicans.
Yes, Marvelous, according to the Department of Homeland Security, there is no evidence that ballots were deleted or lost by voting system in the U.S. election. So there is a statement that was released by the Election Infrastructure Government Coordinating Council Executive Committee and the Election Infrastructure Sector Coordinating Council. And these fall under the Department of Homeland Security, Cyber Security and Infrastructure Security Agency. So now they are saying the elections were free. There was no tampering with the ballots and nothing like what Mr. Donald Trump is actually tweeting on a daily basis. So according to this department, everything went according to what had been planned in different states. As we see today, it seems as if Mr. Joe Biden is leading in terms of electoral votes. He has got 290 electoral votes compared to Mr. Donald Trump's just 217 votes. Remember that the person who is supposed to win the election is supposed to garner 270 electoral votes. So Mr. Donald Trump and the Republicans are going all over, you know, they've gone to various states like Georgia, they've gone to Pennsylvania, and they are saying that there was a lot that didn't go according to the voting systems of USA. But all this has been disputed by the secretaries running these states. But in Georgia, we see that, marvelous, there is going to be some vote counting, and they're going to count using, you know, by hand. So it's going to be a long process, and they're going to count over 5 million votes. As we speak right now, Mr. Joe Biden is leading in that state by over 14,000 votes. And Arizona was called yesterday, last night, by various media organizations, including the Voice of America. So Mr. Biden, according to their projections, has actually won that, that state. So as we stand, Mr. Biden is the president-elect, and people are expecting him to be the new president of USA come January the 20th. January the 20th is laid in the Constitution as a date for actually inaugurating a new president. So if all goes well, electors will come here within the next few weeks to cast their votes for Mr. Biden to be the new president. But Mr. Trump is tweeting and he's saying things didn't go well. And as you are saying, marvelous, there are some people who are coming to Washington to show their support tomorrow for Mr. Trump. Over to you.
Aiwa, sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs kuti pari zvino pane vanhu vakatarisirwa kunge vari kuuya iko kuno ku Washington DC vanozikanwa nekuti MAGA kana kuti Make America Great Again vanova ivo vatsigiri vava Donald Trump vari kuuya vachizoti ivo vari kutsigira zvekutaurwa nava Donald Trump kuti zvinhu hazvina kufambiswa zvakanaka tichiona kuti pane mamwe mavhoti atonzi ivo averengwe zvakare tinoona kunzvimbo yeGeorgia mavhoti ari kuverengwa zvakare tichazoona kuti zvinobuda sei panyaya iyoyo saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kunge tichikurukura pamusoro pezvazvo pane nyaya yesarudzo yemuno muamerica tisingakanganwe nyaya yecovid-19 nekuti takaona pasarudzo apa ichitaurwa bato remademokrasi richitaurawo hwaro hwaro hwekuti vachange vachiita sei kana vachinge vakunda pari zvino tichiona kuti ndo rakakunda pari zvino asi kuverengwa kwamavhoti kuchiri kuenderera mberi uyezve tichange tiri kuzoda kuti tione kuti zvichamira sei nekuti pasi rose rakamira rakatarisa kuti America ichafambisa sei nyaya iyi yesarudzo Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a video of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about the U.S. elections. So let's hear what he says about all this. Marvelous.
Does a delay hamper a smooth transition or pose a risk to national security?
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly. The world should have every confidence that the transition necessary to make sure that the State Department is functional today, and successful with the president who's in office on January 20th, a minute afternoon, will also be successful. I went through a transition on the front, and I've been on the other side of this. I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
So you believe there's widespread voter fraud, that the reports that we're getting from Pennsylvania, from Michigan, showing vote totals and massive leads or significant leads with 99% reporting are going to be overturned and that the United States failed to conduct a fraudulent free election?
Rich, I'm the Secretary of State. I'm getting calls from all across the world. These people are watching our election. They understand that we have a legal process. They understand that this takes time. Right, it took us 37 plus days in an election back in 2000. We conducted a successful transition then. I'm very confident that we will count, and we must count every legal vote. We must make sure that any vote that wasn't lawful ought not be counted. That dilutes your vote if it's done improperly. We've got to get that right. When we get it right, we'll get it right. We're in good shape.
Should foreign leaders know?
So that is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. I think we've got one of our guests, Mr. Nobile Nkomo, who is in UK. Mr. Nkomo, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. So in English, can you tell us what's your view on the U.S. Elections?
Well, there's been some quite interesting developments within the United States. And fortunately, President Donald Trump has taken us to some territory that we've never been there before. And he's actually making us ask a lot of questions about the integrity of the democratic process, and also to see actually that there's more to it, you know, in terms of democracy than probably what we've always been led to believe about this system, which has been seen or sold as great. But it is disappointing as well to see that President Trump is making all these outrageous claims about voter fraud and without any substantiation. But behind all of this, I think we will see some really interesting developments about the entire process, the democratic process and the voting system, particularly the issue of, if we look at his main argument, is he wants to count the legal votes. So we will probably start to talk a little bit more, start to see a little bit more, what exactly does it mean, you know, the legal votes? Because for us around the world, all votes are votes. But within the American system, it's actually unearthed some interesting phenomena that would then talk about voter suppression and actually how he's won in the past. So, yeah, it's interesting times ahead.
Yes, I think we've got another guest, and that is Mwa Ongwe. Mwa Ongwe, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So what's your take about what is going on right now in USA?
For me, it's really a sad time because Donald Trump is very calculative. He's a marketer, right? So he knows that he lost. If we go back to his tweets when he was running in 2016 in the primary for Republicans, literally there's someone who posted where when he lost to Marco Rubio in some state, he said they cheated. Ted Cruz. I mean, so this is a tactic. The sad part is he has believers, right? He's got the support that will believe anything that he says. He and the Republicans know that this democracy that's been there for over 230 years, that has local elections, right? It's not a nationwide thing. It's the thing that's done locally. So they are very clear. The agenda here is to just mess it up and start confusing people and create this narrative. Because he already told us, though. That's the thing, right? He told us when he was running, the only way I'll lose is if they cheat. So this is not new. The sad part is that the people that know better, the Republican people that know better, are just going with this because they need his base for the Georgia runoff. So it's really sad.
Fabulous.
Aiwa, tinoku chingamidzai Mwa Ongwe. Kwakadii ku Nevada?
Kuru tonora.
Kutaurisa nyaya yesarudzo sekutaura kuri kuita ndandokatsirira kwanga zvekutaurwa nevabva kutaura uyezve nezvamuri kutaura. Munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve tichiona kuti vaDonald Trump vanova mutungamiri weAmerica pari zvino vari kuti ivo sarudzo idzi dzanga dzisina kuchena. Asi tozoonawo vamwe vanoongorora sarudzo imo muno vari kutaura kuti aiwa hapana chikiribidi chakaitika. VaJoe Biden pari zvino vane maelectoral votes akawanda nekuti vakakunda. Munoona sei izvi?
Injinoona kuti vaDonald Trump vari kuziva kuti hapana nyaya hapana kana conflict vari kuziva strategy vanoziva kuti vakataura vane vanhu vavo vane that strong support yekuti zvavataura ndo zvinoitika handiti izvo zvione zvavari kuita vari kubvisa vanhu kunana defense DHS iyo Homeland Security pane munhu akabviswa nezuro vakuda kubvisa munhu ari kuGeorgia because muRepublican, because akatichi apana kuchitwa. Saka he knows what he's doing. And zvinonyanyorwadza apa ndezvekuti it's self-serving, right? And zviri zvakufunga kuti okay, ndichawana mari sei kune vanhu ava. How do I keep a hold on this party? And zviri kushanda if you see the way the Republicans are acting. I think what happened is because of the 70 plus million people that came out, the Republicans became very clear that, you know what? This man still controls this party. He's controlling the base. So like now it's about power, right? Because the runoffs in Georgia on January 5th, ndo acha determine amuna acha say acha control a senate and really ndo pane power yacho saka zvikuitika nezvo kuti vakatsamwisa vanhu vaTrump avazouya kuzovota chi January 5th vakasavota maDemocrats ndo ane control. That's really the bottom line here. Saka Trump iye zvake pachake arikuita izvi kuti achiona kuti kana ndazobuda ndichawana sei kune vanhu ava, you know, mari. You know, I mean, that's just the bottom line. Apana nyaya, and vanozviziva. That's the frustrating part. Vanoziva kuti apana nyaya. In fact, here's the thing. Muka Google, muka tarisa ma court documents acho. Avari kupinda nawo court. You will shake your head. They're not even disputing that in front of the judges. It's a narrative. Yavari kudza vanhu. Just Google that thing. Anyone arikuteera who cares. Google kuti ma court documents because they're public. They're not even disputing that. That's the thing. There's only one case in Pennsylvania that they even talked about that. And their post office guy, wewe akazo ribata nyayake. And lawyers know if you lie in front of the judge, unopina, you get in trouble. You can't do that. Saka, they know exactly what they're doing. And it's unfortunate that people are buying it. It's so sad because it messes up the democracy from this point on. Not just Biden, but, you know, people start doubting. And it's really unfortunate.
Yeah. Babu no. Ubona ngani kuya phambili abantu bathini ngedemocracy yemelika?
Ah, I think kuzabanzima ngoba abantu abaningi bayamthemba njalo bayamphola u President Trump. So yonke into ayithoyo, yonke inyakanyaka ayithoyo bayamkholwa. And singakhangela iminyaka edlulele engu president ube bhala nje amanga ku Twitter kodwa abalaleli bakhe bayamkhola. And njalo singakhangela lokuthi abantu abamvoteleyo more than 70 million bathi ukuthi bayamkhola yena into ayithola. So kuzabanzima ukuthi abantu bakhulwe kuphi ngoba bakhona abavele bemkhola. Lokhu ukuthi uqiliwe uyakwazi ukuthi akaqilwanga, ushaywe nje ngenduku zakhe. Induku zakhe asebenzisa ngo-2016 ukuthi atshela abantu ukuthi bengahambi ukuyavota ukwenzela ukuthi abakhe abatsheli behambe beyivota. So abakhe abatshela ukuthi beyivota. So kuthe sokufika manje eka-2020 ama-Democrats athi abantu hambani liyevota, hambani liyerejista ukuyavota. Bakhankasa, kwasetshenzwa kanzima. And kulo mama u-Stacey Abrams wadliwa ukuba ngu-senator e-Georgia. Bathi umama lo usebenze kakhulu ukuthi ekhuthaza abantu eGeorgia. And yikho nje sikhuluma nge-state seGeorgia namhlanje. And siza abantu bazahlala bekhuluma ngaso. Ngike ngezwa futhi lo siso khona lapha ekhuluma ngaso le state seGeorgia. So kuzaba nzima kakhulu. And I think sesiya phambili siza qalisa nje ukubona ukuthi vele kahle indaba yokuvota eMelika ibihamba njani. Ngoba kukhanya kulabantu abaningi kakhulu ade bencindezela ukuvota. Kodwa ngo-2020 akulabantu abananzelelayo ukuthi no kulabantu abancindezelwayo. Labantu abancindezelwayo ngabanjani? Ngabantu abanjani? Abangavoteli u-President Trump. So basebenza ukuthi bekhuthaza abantu, befundisa abantu, bakhankase, abantu bahamba nje baya vota, baregista ukuvota, bavota. Yikho nje u-president-elect Biden eselindele nje ukuthi athathe isikhundla ngo-January.
Yeah, now ngifaka ngesilungu sibili ukuthi what's the impact of this on democracy in USA?
There are interesting times that lie ahead because this whole election has exposed some of the shenanigans that have happened in the past in terms of voter repression and voter suppression. And some of the work that was done by people like Stacey Abrams, who've actually encouraged, there are some reports that suggest that she got about 800,000 people to register to vote in the state of Georgia. And whereas before, in her election for the Senate, when she lost to Kemp. Kemp had actually deregistered 1 million voters. So she then did not concede. She made her complaints, they were investigated, and they were all founded. that actually there was a lot of voter suppression. And this is exactly how President Trump managed to win the first election in 2016. And he was hoping that he would do exactly the same. But unfortunately, or fortunately, the Democrats were wise enough to look at why they lost, look at their strategy, and re-strategize, and it actually worked.
Thank you. Marvelous.
Tombotarisa Mushare Wungwekuti Pane Urongwa Wekuti Vanu Vanotsi Grava Donald Trump Vange Vachi Fora Vachiuya Imomuno Mu Washington Vachira Tidza Kutsigira Kwavo Kunem Mutungamir Wenika Donald Trump Munona is cheese or fambasi.
Okay, I'm just not saying but Sagain Shuviro yangu nde kutichi vekwa Biden vasaiende. Ava vavasie vaite whatever. Kuzviripa program yao ngavaite chisho vakaronga. Because right now chokwadi ndeche kutichi President-elect Biden, ndivo President-elect, and so 20 January ndo vachava vachipinda. Full stop. Zvese izvi zviri kuitika. Kana vakaenda vane right, let me say that. Vanobvumidzwa kuenda kuno march or whatever zvavada kuita. Saka chishuviro changu chekuvekwa Biden, vasiye vaite whatever it is, and if apana impact yaichaita pama results. Ma results achangoramba ari zvaari.
Maybe if you can put that in English.
Okay. So, you know, I apologize that I was laughing. It's actually laughable. But anyway, what I was saying is my hope is that the Biden supporters stay at home. Do not engage. Leave that alone. Let them do whatever. Because in this country, you're allowed to go in the streets, right? So they can, and they can do whatever it is that's on their agenda. So that's fine. However, nothing will come out of this. This is, again, that noise just... Trump has supporters that are cultish, in my view. So they will go with him wherever, whether it's off the cliff or whatever. So it's okay for them to do whatever it is that they're going to do, but it won't impact the results. President-elect Joe Biden will be the president on January 20th. He'll be sworn in, and it is what it is, in short words.
Thank you so much.
Yes, so Mr. Nkomo, this Make America Great Again March on Saturday, what's your view on that?
I think we're seeing lapho siyabona nje ukuthi President Trump uzama ukuthi aqoqe abalandeli bakhe ukuthi abatshele vele amangahle abahlali batshela wona ukuthi yena ukuthi azaphume kumele aqilwe. So lapha nje uzama ukuthi acontinue aqhubeke nge message yakhe le avela ebehlale etshela abalandeli bakhe ukuthi yena uzaqilwa. And labo bayamkholwa and bazabuya nje ngobuningi babo njengoba nje sihlala sibabona ukuthi bavele bayamlandela u-President Trump and abahambe balemvumo yokuthi benze njalo kodwa okuseqinisweni ukuthi bazahamba emthethweni and semthethweni yikho lapho okuzathethwa khona indaba le ukuthi uqiliwe kumbe kaqilwanga. Kodwa yena ngokubona kwami uPresident Trump ufuna indaba le ithethwe esitaradini. Ifuna indaba le ithethwe ngabantu bakhe ukuze bathini bathi winile.
Kodwa kungaphumelela kolongo. Wena ngubona kwakho kungaphumelela?
Angitsho akusaze kwaphumelela ngoba ngendlela iMelika ebikhetha ngayo umkhokheli isile sikhathi eside kakhulu udlula ama 200 years kungazange kube lenkinga enjengale abayibonayo. Kodwa so ukuthi abalandeli bakhe bazahamba esitradini benzeni akusoze kwaphumelela and sesibonile ukuthi bahambile kuma courts and lento abahamba lazo kuma courts kuyahlekisa vele. Even lo grade 2 angeke wahamba lakho eclassini ethi kumbe into angayibisa ecourt ukuthi athuthi uqiliwa kodwa siyabona ukuthi uPresident Trump yena uzama ukusebenzisa abantu bakhe ukuthi alwe impi yakhe yokunqotshwa alwe la ngayo estrategy kodwa ayisoze yaphumelela President-elect Biden uzagcotshwa nje mhlaka 20 January.
Yeah, marvelous.
Todzokera kwamuri muzvare hungwe tichiti tinoona vaTrump zvechokwadiwo vakawana mavhoti akawanda anodaudzirewo kuma 70 million tichitarisawo vaBiden vachiwanawo ikoko kuma 70 million vachidaudzira. Zvinorevei muAmerica izvozvo zvatiri kuona zvakaitika?
Ini zvinondiratidza kuti zveshuwa vanhu vaka divhaidha zveshuwa. Pane ini ndakashamiswa. Ndaifunga kuti vachawana mavotes but kuwanda kwaakaita kwakandirakidza kuti ya zveshuwa vanhu panguva inoyi vanhu vakadhivhaidhika. Asi chandakaona ndechimwe futi chandakaona ndechekuti vanhu vano nyaya yemapati yekuti ndiri muRepublican ndiri muDemocrat. I think dzimwe nguva zvino vanhu vanonyanyokoshesa kuti ndiri muRepublican, saka nyangwe munhu wangu weku pati yangu kana ari kuita zvisina kunakawo zvandisingabvumirani nazvo because munhu wangu ndichangomuvhotera. I think zviripo futi izvozvo. And I also think race, nyaya yekuti panga pane mukadzi mutema izvino player because ndakateerera rally yavakaita vaTrump musi waNovember 2nd kuMichigan. Zvavaitauraka zvekuti kuti saka chinchikaitika kuna Biden muri kuti uyu ndiye anoita president wenyu here, muri kuona? Ndo zvinhu zvavaitaura. Saka ndinofunga kuti chipane vamwe because zvinotyisa kanyika inoyi kana zvinzi make America great again vari kuti ita kuti dzokere kuvarungu again munyika inoyi. Ndozviri kutaurwa ipapo. I mean that's ndo message yacho inenge iripo. Saka pane vanotovhunduka kuti nhaye tingaone mukadzi uyu here. Saka ndozvakandirakidza kuti pane nyaya dziripo ipapo asi zveshuwa nyika taka tiri divided izvezvi.
So maybe just put that in English. What's your take when we look when we look at the figures of the people that actually did vote? Mr. Trump has over 70 million people that voted for him. What does that mean when we look? Also, Mr. Biden has 70 plus, but Mr. Trump has 70 million people that voted.
So it tells me that the country is divided. It also reveals a lot of underlying issues, in my opinion, because we've had, you know, in 2016, you could give someone the benefit of the doubt to say, okay, you know, they thought, let's see what Trump does. We lived 4 years of President Trump. We saw what he is about. We saw his core. We were in this. So the fact that there's still 70 people that believe he could lead this country really revealed a lot of things. And I was listening, you know, towards the end. Initially, I couldn't listen to his rallies. But towards the end, they were just so ridiculous. I was listening. If you listen to the Michigan rally on November 2nd, the day before the election, you will hear a whole lot of dog whistling there where he's talking about if something happens to Biden, are you sure you want Kamala? And he wouldn't even say Kamala. He was making fun of a name, right? Are you sure you want Kamala? I mean, he was really making fun and his people were like, yeah, yeah. So that's kind of talking to that thing, that fear that most people in this country have. And we saw that during the presidency of President Obama. That because when some people look at America, they see white, you know, they don't see it as a diverse thing. And he spoke to that fear. And I think that's where some of those people came from as well.
Mm-hmm. So moving forward, do you see Mr. Biden, when he is inaugurated, being able to unite America again?
You know what? The thing that I see is that President Trump is not going away. And the fact that he's not going away is going to make President-elect Biden, and as president, it'll make his job difficult in terms of uniting. I feel like if it was a situation where he is lost and he's gone, yes, I can see that. Because as you can see right now, even with the way he's responding to all this craziness happening, he's still calm. He still has that steady hand. And really, he speaks to the better angels of people. But the problem is President Trump is not going away. So uh-huh. So I don't know. Right now, I'm not hopeful, unfortunately, because I feel like President Trump is going to be, he tweeted 55 times yesterday. Nothing about coronavirus, all this conspiracy, 55. And you know what? That was probably at 8 p.m. So it could have been more. So can you imagine what he's going to be doing. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm not as hopeful.
Mumbotaura neshona kuti munoona Joe Biden kana vachinge vazotora matomo vachikwanisa here kuzobatanidza vanhu tichiona mamiriro akaita zvinhu muAmerica parizvino.
Indikona kuti zvinenge zvakavaomera and zvichaoma nekuti President Trump havasi kuenda kuno. Vachibuda imomo vachaenda paTwitter pavo vanenge vane Fox, vane Chisa, kandofunga vacharamba vachiita noise iyoyo vachiisa manyepo panze anoita kuti vanhu vavo varambe kubatana nevamwe. Saka ipapo handisi kuona kunge zvinogona kuita tichaona, but maonero angu pare zvino izvi ndekuti zvinenge zvichanetsa. And ivo vaBiden tiri kutorakizwa kudhara izvezvi vasati vapinda muofisi kuti munhu ari steady, munhu ari calm, because ndaitozvifunga ndikati vaBiden anoda akataa kuenda kucourt kunorwisana nazvo izvi, but vane that steady. Vakatobatsira vamwe vanhu vakaita sesu vanga vaanxious ka kufeela better. Okay. So, but vaTrump vanenge variko and vanenge vachiita noise. Saka ezvinezvi pamwe tichazoona, but ezvinezvi handisi hopeful ipapo.
Maybe let me go to my brother. What's your take? How do you think Mr. Biden will handle this divide that we are seeing right here in America right now when he's inaugurated?
I think it will be a tough initially. I think it is going to be a bit tough for him, given the numbers, the sheer numbers of Trump supporters and the base. So there will be some people that he'll be able to reach out to. And certainly there will be a base, Trump's base, President Trump's base, that he'll not be able to touch because they believe in what President Trump is saying, that President-elect Biden stole the election. And also, just to add on to what your host as well has said about the some of the underlying issues that actually exist within the USA and probably worldwide. The acceptance of Vice President Kamala Harris as a female, a black female, in some circles, they won't accept that at all. And those are some of the fears that President Trump, try to play on the voters with. So it will be a bit of a challenge. But we've seen Biden start off coming out as presidential, addressing issues that affect people on a day-to-day basis, COVID, the economy, unity. And, you know, we've seen him preach unity and we've seen him talk of diversity, and not just talk of diversity, but also acting on it. If you look at the, selecting Kamala Harris as, you know, the VP, and also what is being reported would be some of the people that would form his cabinet. It looks like it will be a really diverse cabinet, and that's going to appeal to a lot of people. And I'm sure as time goes on, he will be able to win over a lot of people, a lot of Americans, and they'll start to go back to this, to a more united front rather than the divided rhetoric that's been preached or that has been preached by President Trump over the years. But actually, it didn't start with President Trump. This is something that has been going on with America for a long time. And I think when President Obama came in, they tended to drop a little bit. And now with Biden, we've seen that Trump actually brought that back again, and America became even more divided.
Thank you.
Yes, sicela ukuthi nxa usenelisa ukufaka ngesinto kona ukuthi kambe ubona zani uBiden angena uzahlanganisa yini abantu bakwelemele.
Ngibona ngani ekuqaleni kuzaba nzima ukuthi isizwe evele sibone ukuthi sesehlukene, and isizwe lesi sidajulwe phakathi nge-race, sidajule ngokuthi ngumhlobo bani, sidajule ngokuthi ungumuntu wokuza yini kumbe uzalelwe lapha. Abelungu labo bese bemiswa ngabodwa, and singakhangela futhi lo mkhankaso ka-President Trump oyemaga ukuthi uvele umelene. Imaga leyo ukuthi ibe njengoba yayikho khona, and uma sithi ibe njengoba yayikho khona, basho ukuthi ibuyele kuleso sikhathi lapho abantu abamnyama babe besazi indawo yabo, indawo yabo. So kwakumele ukuthi bephathe ngocuku, bephathe ngokuhlukumeza. So abantu abaningi abelungu bebemsupporta nje uPresident Trump kungenxa yalokho. So lapho bevele bemsupporta ngakhonokho, kuzoba nzima ukuthi uPresident-elect Biden anjani ababonise ukuthi hayi kumele kuphiliswane kuhle, wonke umuntu kumele abe le mvume esifaneleyo, njalo wonke umuntu kumele anjani athole amathuba afanayo. Ngibona ngani mina ngombono wami kuzaba nzima kancane, kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi bazaqala ukubona ukuthi hayi uPresident-elect Biden imicijo yakhe iyangaphi, njalo bazaqalisa lokubona ngezenzo zakhe, ngoba ngezenzo zakhe sesikubonile ukuthi ngumuntu olenhliziyo enhle, njalo ngumuntu onjani ongabandluliliyo. Noba nje waba lamaphutha akhe kudala, kodwa usezama ukuthi anjani awaqondise. Yikho nje wazi wakhetha first ukuthi kuqale kube uKamala Harris abe ngumama wokuqala ukuba u-vice president, njalo abe ngumama wokuqala ongumuntu omnyama ukuthi athole isikhundla leso. So konke lokhu kungenxa yokuthi u-president-elect uBiden wabona kufanele ukuthi kube njalo, wabona ukuthi sokuyisikhathi sokuthi kumele abantu behambe betshintshe, njalo abantu beye phambili.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho-ke. We've got a minister of religion, Mr. Makhawe Ncube. I think he has got a message for Americans. Let's listen to what he's saying about the U.S. elections.
Ngiyalibingelela balaleli indawo zonke umhlaba wonke ngelihle igama lomfeli wethu Jesu. Bakithi ngilana ukuze linxusa, ngilana ukuze likhuthaza ukuthi ngesikhathi isiphumile impumela yaseMelika, siyabona kumabonakude njalo siyezwa ezindabeni ukuthi kuzwakala kulomoya wokudonselana, kuzwakala kulomoya wokungamkeli kumbe wokungamkelani kule impumela esikhona. Bakithi siyalinxusa ukuthi asizizweni sinomlandu wokuma egebeni, sinxuse sikhulekele ukuthula ezweni laseMelika. Umoya lo kawungakheli, kodwa umoya lo kawuvumuze nje udlule, kube khona ukuzwisisana, kube khona ukuthula ezweni laseMelika. Unkulunkulu wethu ayisingathe abagcina abantu bakhe bephephile benokuthula. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi iMelika siyasiyibone isikhathi esiningi ikhuthaza ukuthi into azenziwe kuhle. Asikhuleke ukuthi uNkulunkulu nakubo lokho abakukhuthazayo abafundise bakwenze, ukuze kube kuhle ukuthi uma bekufundisa amanye amazwe kubonakele kubo phela ukuthi abakufundisa yikho lokho. Bathandekayo, yikho ngilinxusela kukho ukuthi asikhulekeleni izwe laseMelika, labantu baseMelika, uNkulunkulu abagcine, uNkulunkulu abasingathe, umoya lo ungakheli, kodwa umoya lo uvumuze nje wedlule. Unkulunkulu wethu wethembakele, siyabonga bathandekayo. God bless you.
Yeah, so that is Minister of Religion, Mr. Makhawe Ncube. So now he's talking about what people should actually do for Americans. He's saying everyone should pray for America because he foresees a very, very big problem. So there you are, Marvelous. That is Reverend or Pastor Ncube.
Aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vemakerekewo vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo vachitaura ivo kuti vanhu vanofanira kunamatira nyika yeAmerica munyanya panyaya iyo yesarudzo, ane kuti pasi rose rakatarisa kuti zviri kufamba sei. Ndinoona zvakare pane mumwe mutsigiri wedu weFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona vaRichard Moyo vaiti ivo vanosapota maRepublican, mudzimai wavo anosapota maDemocrats, saka vari kuti mumba pari zvino hamusi kugarika. Asi ndo zvinowanikwa izvozvi, nekuti ivo vari kuti vanoshuvira kuti dai vaTrump vange vakakunda. Mudzimai wavo achiti aiwa ari kufara kuti vaBiden ndo vakawana maelectoral college votes akawanda. Saka ndozvimwe zviri kuitikawo. Mwatombodzokera kwauri. Tichiona vazhinji ndinoona kuti nyanyama Kristo akawanda. Takaona vachitiwanikwa vachienda kwatingati kuma Republican. Nekuti vaitiwo vanobvumirana ne philosophy kana kuti zvinofungwa nema Republican. Unoona sei izvozvo izvo?
Panyaya yemaKristu ka zvandakaona munyika muno mupandakatanga kusvika ndezvekuti vatema maKristu vatema vazhinji at least vandinoziva vanovhota Democrat. Varungu pai panenge pachinzi evangelicals vanenge vachireva varungu vanovhota Republican. Ini ndinoenda ndakamboenda kuchechi yevanhu vatema ezvinezvi ndinoenda yakazara varungu. Vanhu vakanaka stereki vanobatsira mahomeless vanoita zvese izvozvezvo. Asi kuti Democrat kuita ngoro kutaura izwi rakaipa. Because ivo vanoti chii maDemocrats vanosupporta nyaya yeabortion. Handiti. Saka ndakaita conversation ndakataura ne munhu akandibatsira ndinzwisise. Because ini ndinzwisise ipapo because fanga pakatanga iyo nyaya kana dzana Black Lives Matter izvozvo. Waiona kana vanhu vemuchechi vachiti aiwa munhu wese upenyu hwake unomichi uri wakakosha. Saka okay, saka vanhu vatema vechechi pavanoona maDemocrats pavanoona kana kuti Supreme Court vanoona sevanhu vakavabatsira kuti vavote. Vanhu vakava saka vanoona court from a different because everybody anenge achitarisa through my experiences avanditi. Varungu and I didn't generalize, but ivo kwavari vanenge vachiti ava vavekuma Democrats vanoda zvekuti sei zveabortion. And zvandakaona manje ndezvekuti both parties, Democrats and Republicans, have been able vakakwanisa ku branda that ku politicize nyaya yeabortion kuti vaite sei vasimbise base yavo both ways. Right? Kuti vasumbise. But manje ukazonasotarisa ma policies, ukazonasotarisa. Hazvindakana basa, because I'll give an example. Kubva 1974, anditi, kushika ezvinezvi, ma Republicans, ndo vakawanda ku Supreme Court, ku court huru yepanyika, yeye munyika munomu. Ndo vanga vachilida pesa apa. Asi ruye ya Roe v. ye abortion, haina kubviswa. But murikuona kuti vanenge vachiudza vanhu vavo. Saka maKristu vanenge vachiti, ndikavhotera muDemocrat kuri kuti ndiri kuita sei, ndiri kubvumirana nenyaya yekuti chii? Abortion. Maona. Saka ndozvandakaona, ndosensi yandakaona kuti ipapo. And kudhara maRepublicans, kana chiti kudhara, mavalues avo, vaizikanwa as the political party yezvemhuri.
Maybe let's go to our gentleman there. What's your take, on what we see happening, especially between, the Democrats and the Republicans? I think, going back to this match that's actually planned for tomorrow, how do you think it's going to affect America moving forward? I don't know if you can hear me over there.
I think maybe he can't hear you. Can you hear me? No? I think Ngo can't hear me as well. So I think he's got a problem with his mic. So can you hear me, Ngo? Yeah, okay. We can't hear you. I think your mic has got a bit of a problem. So can you cut and come back? If you can, cut and come back. So, Mwa, coming back to you, looking at the way forward for America, what is going to happen in the near future?
I'm really, my hope is that if President Trump, so here's a scenario, if President Trump, by some miracle, comes out, concedes, and moves on, that'll make a big difference. Now, that might not happen. If he doesn't, there was a poll that was taken 70% of Republicans believe that the elections were rigged. That's bad news, because it means it's working, what he did. So if that is left that way, I'm not sure what becomes of America in terms of democracy. We'll have to see. The hope that I have is Biden's team is very, very experienced. So I'm hoping that as they bring people like in the DOJ, the state, and all these other places, they can kind of start rebuilding those institutions, because right now they're really fragile. And something has to happen, or else, because once people lose trust in the election, oh my gosh, that's democracy, right? That's being pulled apart. So right now, we'll see. We're going to have to see what happens with these Republicans as well. Because the problem that I think happened, the Republicans never paid for everything they were doing with Trump the past 4 years. They picked up seats. They didn't get any political, they were not, because what we thought is they were going to lose seats. They were going to lose in the House and the Senate. But no, they actually got rewarded. So that has emboldened them, right? And that's exactly why they're still standing with President Trump. After everything that has happened, they actually got 7 seats in the House. So that is very telling with where our country is right now. Because I don't get it. I mean, we look at Maine. They did not vote for President Trump, but they voted for the Republican, right, who was opposed to so many things, who was supporting the president. So I'm not sure where the democracy is going to go from here. So Biden and his team will have to be very crafty to kind of bring the people back in and get us to trust again.
Kuti munoona remangwana reAmerica rakamira sei? Takatarisa zviri kuitika munyika parizvino.
Saka remangwana rakanyanya kubatika nezvichaitwa naBiden neteam yake, nekuti vakwanise kuti tione kuti madifferent kusiyana kwakaita mahurumende yedu, vanhu varikuita zvinhu mazvo, hapana kunyepa, hapana kubiridzira. Saka zvichaitika nezvekuti pavanenge vakuchuza vanhu vachapinda, fanga tikati as a Department of Justice, because ndo imwe yasvibiswa nezvanga zvichiitika apapa. Because ii department inofanira kumira muchokwadi, kwete kuti president ndiani kana kuti party ndeipi. And chimwe chandakaona futi kumove forward, chimwe chinhu chandakangana kutaura inyaya yeGeorgia elections. Vakaluza maRepublican paGeorgia apapa. Tichaona kuti zvichafamba sei. Because chimwe chino, and I think ndakambokudza kuti ndinoziva munhu akavhotera Trump 2016 handiti. And then haana kumuvhotera 2020. Ne akavhotera Trump 2016, akamuvhotera futi handiti. Asi haasi kufara nezviri kuitika. Because munhu anobelieva kuti my institutions anofanira kumira nyangwe zvikaita sei. Saka kana vanhu vakadaro vakawanda, vanhu vekuti vakamuvhotera but havasi kufara nezvaari kuita, tichaona zvinoitika kuGeorgia, tozoona kuti vanhu vanoita sei. Because ezvinezvi, maRepublicans, the last 4 years, Trump angachita zvaanoda. Asi havana kunoluza, taikungoti vachanoluza kakuti vanhu vakatsamwa, vakatonohwina futi. Ndozviri kuita varamba vachingoti tinaye president uyu. Saka tichaona kuti Trump akaramba achita zvaari kuita, vanhu vakawanda vakamuvhotera, very truly Republican and vano believe in democracy, kana vakawanda, we'll see kuti chii chinoitika. But ezvinezvi tichangoona kuti chii chinoitika.
Yes, Mr. Nkomo, what's the way forward for USA?
I hope you can hear me. Sorry about earlier on. I had a bit of a technical problem.
Yes, sorry.
I think the most sensible thing to do is for the Republicans to speak with President Trump and advise him that the democratic process is way, way much bigger than him, and that he should respect the will of the people. We were always told that when it comes to votes, the people speak, and the people have spoken, and the people have elected President-elect Biden. And as they elected President Trump in 2016, and the Democrats respected the will of the people, the Republicans have to do the same thing. I think that would be the way forward. I don't anticipate that President Trump is going to stop all these court proceedings or him trying to win the election via the courts. He will continue with that. That's part of his strategy. That's part of his way of appealing to his base. However, based on the few, well, some of the states and some of the cases that have already been thrown out, it's not going to go anyway. And the sooner the Republicans accept it, the better. But as we've seen in the last 4 years, Republicans have followed President Trump blindly, and they have not questioned him, simply because they wanted the numbers. Sometimes in politics, it's about numbers, it's about strategy, and this is exactly what we're seeing at play with the Republicans. They are strategizing, they are looking at the numbers. President Trump just been elected by, voted for by over 70 million. So in each state, they'll be looking at those numbers and thinking, if I go against President Trump now, what does it mean for me politically? What does it mean for, you know, my strategy? I'm going to lose some votes. So I'd rather sit back, go along with the flow, let President Trump go as far as he can, and then when they come out to say, hey, hang on, yeah, you know, we try to support him, but there's nothing we can do. At the same time, that means that they've kept the base that President Trump has, but it's not good at all for democracy. It's not good for the rest of the world that has looked up to America as this beacon of democracy.
Thank you very much. I think we've got Skumbuzo Mlalazi, but I cannot see his face. Mr. Mlalazi, can you hear me? Mr. Mlalazi, can you hear me, sir? I think Mr. Mlalazi has got a problem with his phone. So maybe, go ahead. Marvelous.
Todzokera kwamuri, Mzare Mwa. Tombo Tari Sanda, Andruk Tera Shangashiruta or Amkoma. Vachitaura ivo nyaya iyoyi yekuti base yava Trump ndo iri kunyanyoshandiswa kuti varambe vachiita zvavari kuita pari zvino. Saka hatingazoona here vachida kuti vatangewo bato ravo kana zvimwe zvakadaro.
Saka Nkoma vanga vaitaura chokwadi. He's right on point. I totally agree with that. Kuti iyo nyaya manamba iyi. Saka ipapo ndoka, I think my Republicans varikuita chi inonzi gambling varikutamba tsoro, because muna president tinovaziva kuti vanongoita zvavanoita hapana angazive manje kuti chi vachada kubuda kuti ndakuita zvangu here vachaita network yavo here izvezvi pana vamwe varikutanzi vakati chi vada kuzodzoka vorana 2024 saka vanogona kungozvisa out there kuti varamba kubatirana chi vanhu vaivaye voramba vachitora control of Republicans vozoregera zvavo kumhanya or whatever. Saka igambo as well, because you're not gonna go backfire. But you think of the Trukumira and Dagamira now, because Muno are city loyal, really. Vano gonna form Mangwana vote himself vote with George Coco, a kind of panama boa. Saka unatsu zelkish knows of Amba say, Saka you are more gambler, but you're telling them, that's exactly right. Could you go start now who Kanganisa president, Sakavan Vachovanoya? But I think as Nejnia Echi, your national security. Because tikatarisa Black Hawk down, tikatarisa 9/11. Zvakaitika zvese first year after chi transition. Because the papa vavengi vedu vanenge vachiona savanotanga kuplota. Pamu report ye 9/11 yakatunyorwa na commissioner. Because remember ndo pakaita zve El Gore, saka pakanonoka pakaita 35 days pakaita sei kuti vazo transitioner. Vakatunyora kuti that was a factor in that. Saka now, dopa mnozunzo wa mwa kuti aiwa, chiva pai ma briefing, chiva pai izvi, but they're still being delicate. To Mkoma's point, kuti vasa rocket boat. Make sure vaku kwana kwese.
Maybe if you can tell us that in English.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that when it comes to the Republicans, right, they're trying, just like my brother there said, they really try not to rock the boat. They want to keep, because here's the thing, they know better. Most of these people are in like the National Security Committee. They're in these committees that have specific knowledge to things that we do not know. Someone like Lindsey Graham knows better. He's part of the intelligence committee, right? So they do. But at the same time, it comes back to that whole numbers game, the power. These are politicians. They want to stay in power. So they want to make sure they're not rocking the boat. At the same time, at this point, trying to keep the country safe. Because if we look at 9/11, if we look at Black Hawk Down, those happened the first year of transition. And you will see in both cases, there was a delay in the transition. And in fact, the commission's report for 9/11 mentioned that. Because remember, that's when we had the Al Gore thing, and it took 35 days after elections went to court. So the transition was not as smooth. So the enemies, our adversaries, are looking to see at what's happening, and they start plotting things. So because the Republicans are aware, now you see yesterday, you know, they started saying, oh, at least give them access to the intelligence briefings, at least give them access to GSA funding, whatever, because they see that there's really national security on the line here. But it's always power, follow the money. Those things are true. They want to keep the numbers. They want to make sure, look, can we get both? Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, so looking at what you're saying, you know, do you think that at the end of the day, everything will be okay?
I think so. I'm still hopeful. And I think what it is, though, is the institutions. The fact that the Homeland Security had the audacity to come out, because he could be fired tomorrow because of that statement. He came out and said, they said the truth, because really, they could have been quiet. They didn't have to come out and debunk everything that the president is saying, right? But the idea that they had the audacity to come out and literally say, no, nothing like that happened, tells me that there's still career people in these places. And because we have Biden, President-elect Biden right now, I think we're still in a position to rebuild. I would be more nervous if it was still the Trump administration taking over. The fact that we have these people that I believe are competent, I think when they come in, they will be able to rebuild. So I really am hopeful. In terms of unity and unifying the country, that's a whole other thing. But in terms of keeping the institutions in place, I'm very hopeful, because look at the post office. This president even politicized the post office. So Biden will put the right people in place and hold those institutions strong. Because that's what makes America, America. Those independent constitutions. The fact that the judges are throwing out these cases, this would not be happening in other countries. The judges would just fall in line. So that's where my hope comes in. So I'm very hopeful. It'll be a rough ride, but I'm hopeful that institutions will be held in place. Now, as for our neighbors and our friends, I don't know what's going to happen there, because Twitter is still going to be working, right? But institutions, I really am very hopeful that they'll stay intact.
Exactly 15 seconds, Mr. Nkomo, your last word.
Yeah, I would like to echo what my sister has said. Certainly, I am hopeful that the issues will be resolved pretty quickly. There's so much at stake. Countries like the United States or developed countries, whenever they sneeze, the rest of the world catches a cold.
Thank you.
So they will not. This will be resolved, and President-elect Biden will be inaugurated come January the 20th.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. I wish to thank also Mwa Wongwe. So I think we've come to the end of our show. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who are in Washington, D.C. Thanks again to Mwa Wongwe, a Zimbabwean based in Nevada, who was giving us there an analysis of what's going on regarding the U.S. elections. Tonana, muvene weekend yakanaka.